Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Quite a few years ago, it dawned on me that most likely from the first time humanoids became Homo sapiens, and probably and most likely also in the animal kingdom, animal parents have wanted their offspring to survive. Not only that, they probably wanted their offspring to survive more successfully than they did. However, if this were possible, and in fact, if this were beneficial, it seems to me that we would have achieved perfection by now. But we haven't. And the fact that we haven't, and the fact that no other animal species has achieved perfection, and that we all fail to a greater or lesser degree, says to me that there must be something beneficial inherent in failure. Several years ago, I heard an interview with one of the top female entrepreneurs in the country. As is typical, the interviewer asked her to what or whom she owed her success. She mentioned that as part of the mealtime ritual in their family, her father would ask her and her siblings how they failed that day. But the second part of the question was, and what did you learn from it? The message he was giving them was that failure was normal and it was a learning experience. It seems to me that most animals have mastered this. Regardless how much we may like to create or we may want to try to create a perfect environment for dogs to raise their puppies and cats to raise their kittens, it's not going to happen. There are going to be problems. There are going to be adversities. Young animals, adolescent animals, like humans, do stupid things. That's normal. The question is if and what they learn from the experience. Currently, we're dealing with the fallout of trying to create all perfect worlds for human and companion animal offspring. This is the all positive view of reality. You may have seen some of those jokes on social media about third world problems, where some young person goes on and on and on and on about some really ridiculous setback. As you listen to them and watch this, you can't help but feel pity for them. Because they are so naive, they are so inexperienced, they're so immature. You can't help wondering what is going to happen to them if something really serious happens. Chances are they'll fall to pieces because they weren't given the gift of failure. And we do the same thing with our dogs and our cats too. The less we know about normal canine and feline behavior, the more we try to create this artificial, all positive world for them, based pretty much on our emotions of what that ideal world should be. And this creates two problems. A big one is that when failure occurs, as it inevitably will, we fall apart. The dog or the cat gets sick or lunges at somebody. We can't believe it's happening to us. How could she do this after all I've done to make her life so perfect? How do you explain to these people that they created this? That in the process of being in denial about what their behaviors meant and where they were leading them, they set them up to fail. At that point, the question for the animals and their owners becomes, Are you going to learn from this failure? Are you going to see it as a gift? As a reminder that there's a lot more to canine or feline behavior in the human-animal bond? Or are you going to go into denial? Maybe tell yourself it was a fluke. Rearrange your life around a dog's negative behavior. Or maybe get rid of the cat because you don't want to let go of the all-positive dream, the dream of Eden. But you don't have to let go of the dream. The dream can still be there and it can be something that you can aspire to. But relative to achieving it, it's a journey. It has been going on for as long as Homo sapiens and humanoids and pre-humanoids and primates and canines and wolves and cats and saber-toothed tigers and the whole nine yards have been at it. We all keep trying. But inherent in that is an awareness that we and they will fail. And that the failure is a gift as long as we learn from it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.